The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said the government plans to ease restrictions in relation to COVID for close to 2 weeks over Christmas, and it would only reimpose them if virus rates increase again. Mr. Varadkar said shops, hairdressers and gyms will reopen first. The National Public Health Emergency Team is meeting today to consider if the country should exit Level 5 lockdown when the current measures expire next week. The Cabinet will then meet on Friday to decide on the next moves in relation to COVID. The Taoiseach spoke this morning in relation to the easing of restrictions around Christmas.
You know, we want people to be able to meet their family and meet their friends over the Christmas period. We know people are going to do it anyway, so it's better that we provide for it in a safe way. Because we've got the virus down to much lower levels than in Northern Ireland or in Britain, we think we'll be able to do that for a much longer period than the 5 or 6 days they're talking about. You know, we'd hope to be able to do it for something closer to 2 weeks. And the idea then is that a date would then kick in January where restrictions will be tightened again. But again, that'll depend on the numbers. If we're able to keep the numbers low, we won't reimpose restrictions just for the sake of it.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking this morning. We can talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. The Cabinet, Micheál, due to meet on Friday at lunchtime. But already at this stage, it's becoming a little bit clearer what the plan will be.
Yeah, it seems to be, Brian. I suppose the NEFIN meeting will be influential. Then you'd have the Cabinet subcommittee meeting tomorrow before the big decisions taken on Friday. But things seem to be taking shape, some even saying they're at quite an advanced stage. And you heard from the Taoiseach there that gyms, hairdressers and all shops should be able to open from next Wednesday, it seems. But then there will be another few days, most likely now Monday, the 7th of December, before gastropubs. And they will be fairly strict on that when it comes to the guidelines. It seems pubs will have to have a kitchen before they can reopen and be serving food, and restaurants that they will open on Monday, December the 7th. And then on some days close enough to Christmas, possibly the 18th or 19th of December, it's at that point that you could see people being allowed to travel across the country beyond their own county. And that could run all the way possibly up until January the 3rd. That's the general outline of what's being considered at the moment. And guidance, of course, set to be issued around gatherings, that key thing when people do travel home for Christmas. And it seems consideration is being given. While it won't be very specific when it comes to the numbers of people that can gather in a particular place, but the guidance could say that households, about three households, can meet for these gatherings. That will be the advice that will be given.
Right. The Taoiseach telling the Dáil this morning, Micheál, that the government now is getting advice from the HSE and from consultants Ernst and Young, brought in to identify where the COVID outbreaks occurred as the country exited the first lockdown during the summer. So it seems ministers looking for advice from perhaps a wider pool of experts than might have been the case hitherto.
Yes, and that work has been ongoing for a number of weeks now. And interpreting that data, I think, are statistical behavioural experts from the CSO. And that's something that the Finance Minister, Pascal Dunhuis, spoke about today, how data can be interpreted with a view to weighing up not just the health impact, but also the economic impact. So what you will see from government is, yes, when the NEFID recommendation and letter arrives, it will be very influential indeed. But there will be a fairly extensive body of work around other statistics that has been compiled over several weeks now, and that will also be influential when the political decisions are being taken.
Right. And just on another matter before we let you go, news this lunchtime, it would seem that Minister for Justice Helen McEntee will now go into the Dáil, is that right, to answer questions in relation to the appointment of Seamus Wolfe to the Supreme Court in a format sought by the opposition?
Yeah, there has been political pressure and it's been building for about a fortnight now. It was resisted by government for quite some time, but the words of Micheál Martin, an illustrative this morning, saying that he has spoken to Helen McEntee, and it follows now that what the opposition requested, that is a statement and detailed questions around the appointment process of Seamus Wolfe to the Supreme Court, that will happen in the Dáil most likely tomorrow afternoon. I suppose it is significant though that it took the opposition withdrawing from the Dáil Business Committee last night to force this issue over the line, but there had been a view within government, even within Helen McEntee's own party, that the position of not answering questions in the format requested, she did offer to answer them in more general parliamentary questions, but in the format requested, that just wasn't a sustainable one.
Micheál Lehane, political correspondent, thank you for that.